To the Solomon Islands, where authorities fear the spread of the destructive giant African snail could seriously affect the country's food supplies. This follows the recent discovery of the pest by a farmer in the Foxwood area of Honiara. Sam Seke reports.
The East African land snail, commonly known as the giant African snail, can grow to more than 20 centimetres long and feeds on more than 500 plant species. Spokesman for the Solomon Islands Agriculture Quarantine, Francis Chachi, says they include most of the crops that local people grow in their food gardens. Mr. Chachi says this is a big worry because about 80% of Solomon Islanders grow their own food. I spoke to him about the recent discovery of the giant African snail on North Guadalcanal.
Farmers doing gardening around the area, they've found two snails, and we've actually collected the specimens, and they're with us in the office as we speak.
The Solomon Star newspaper reported, I think it was last week, that the farmer who discovered the two snails actually found quite a lot of them in his garden. Is that true?
When the farmer came and reported the finding, we've deployed the team to Foxwood, and we did a thorough search around the area. And we did interview about 10 farmers around the site. And what we can confirm to you is that the farmers only saw those two specimens that we've collected, and we have not get reports or have actually cited if there are others around the area.
Have you cited the pest anywhere else in the country or any reports of it?
Yes, last year we've had similar reports from a workshop at Trandandi owned by a logging company here in Solomon Islands. And we went there and confirmed that we've had a generation of snails breeding there. And we've been trying to contain that since August last year. By November last year, we managed to bring down the population to zero level, and that doesn't mean that it's been controlled, but we're still very much involved in the monitoring and quarantining the place.
What is the biggest danger posed by this pest?
Yes, with the crop, the food security would be one of the major concerns, and since most of our population, probably 80% of them, they live as subsistence farmers, and they rely mostly on the crops planted out in the garden. And not only that, I think most of them, they don't do commercial farming, but they sell surplus from what they produce in the garden. And with the spread of this pest, that could drastically reduce their source of income and food security as a whole.
A spokesman for the Solomon Islands Agriculture Quarantine, Francis Chachi, speaking with Sam Seke.